Personnel Subcommittee meeting of May 22nd to order. Present are Council President Hartley Nagel, Councilperson Sheldon, Tackett, Street, Smiley, Hollins, Woods, Cartier, Diller, and I'm Janet Kilpatrick, co-chair of the committee. Can I have a...
Motion to approve the minutes of March 20th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. We are gathered here today because we have had a complaint against a council person.
Do we need to be in executive session?
Normally, we go into executive session, but I understand that Councilman Smiley has asked that we...
On the record, I waive my right to executive session. I want it open to the full public and recorded for the website.
And, Mike, do we need to vote on that? Or does he just get to waive? He just gets to waive. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so the complaint has been lodged against Councilman Smiley. It's based on intervention during a discussion in the Clerk of Council's office, and what has been said is that the complainant does not want to be followed, bullied, intimidated, or harassed by Councilman Smiley. That she is afraid of him and that he is mentally unstable. She has said that standing at the door of Nellie's office while she was having a conversation with Nellie, he brought his harassment to a new level and she wants him to stay away from her. She also asked if we could keep this as low-keyed as possible, and I would have no problem with that, but in discussion with council to council, he said that we do need to bring this before the entire council so that we follow as closely as we can the process that is set forth in our rules.
I just want to make sure that you're aware that other complaints have not been brought forward. They've just been ignored. And so this has not been done the way other complaints have not been handled. In the same way?
Any complaint that has come into me, and I will let Councilman Sheldon speak for himself, has been handled in the same way. I mean, I have brought everything to this council that has been filed with me or with any other council person or with council to council before this entire committee. And
I made the complaints with council to council multiple times.
Okay, well, none of those, if there was anything prior to this, none of those have been turned over to me.
Okay, and then
if I could interject, Mike, yes. There have not been complaints that were formally lodged with me. If you lodge something with Betsy, that's a different issue, but I don't know that to be true either. This is consistent with how the other complaints have been handled, and we're running through the process as the rules allow.
So I guess... And you certainly will get a chance to say whatever you want to say. But our rules say that we need to investigate promptly. They say that the clerk's office and the president are the ones that do the investigation and that they make the decision as to whether there is validity to what is being alleged. Our rules, and we have talked about this before, and they need to be changed. Our rules never assume that it is a council person or a council person to a council person. So by putting the clerk in, putting the president in, when it happened in the clerk's office, when the president was involved, we have nowhere to go per our rules other than saying that we have to do an investigation. So do you have anything that you want to say before?
No, I did receive an email from you that I was going to discuss here today.
Yes, and that's fine, sure. We met on, I think the president called me, I'm going to say on Tuesday, May 1st, I sent an email, I think it was in the evening, I sent an email over to council that evening so that I took notes while we were on the phone. I sent an email over to council reiterating what was said to me over the phone, which was basically what I just read. And then we met on Tuesday the 14th with Nellie and Tim, Nellie and I and the president met in the afternoon to go over what had been said and to figure out the process forward. We told the council president that we would get back to her after we had a conversation with council to council. We did that, and there was an email sent out to her on the next day, on Tuesday, May 15th, advising her as to what was discussed with council to council. And I can read that email if you would like, or you can make comments on it. What
I
is your preference?
I would just like to say that it states in there about one incident. When I spoke to you on the phone, which I had asked you on the phone, if that constituted the complaint,
yes.
And you had said yes.
Yes.
And it was a series, a pattern of abuse and harassment over a long period of time. And that was the complaint. And I went into detail in a couple of things.
Okay, and we can certainly amend the complaint to talk about any of those instances.
And if we're going to go forward, I'd like to put it in writing, all of
okay.
it, with supporting documentation.
And go ahead.
Mike Migliore, council to council. Obviously, what you have there are alleged facts. That's the whole purpose for having an investigation. So the next step in this, as the chair will go through, is as required under the rules, is an investigation of this, and an investigator will determine what the fact has transpired.
Okay, over a period of time, over since I and I was
yes,
was
because
I spoke
that would
to
be
you
your documentation
about when I started.
Mm-hmm. And that would be mm-hmm. documentation that you would give to anybody investigating. So if
that's correct, I mean the you'll put forth your allegations, which you have. And an investigator will look at those and they'll interview.
Okay, and
people.
I just want to let you know that it wasn't done. We had agreed that I would come in and speak with Nellie. And when I got here, Nellie turned into a discussion with not only yourself, and it was not supposed to be about the allegations, it was supposed to be about what Nellie thinks Nellie was going to be doing. But then Tim was here, Mr. Smiley was here, Mike Migliore was here.
Mr. Smiley,
he was conflicted. You know, there was a conflict there.
Mr. Smiley was in his office,
which is directly across from where I'm sitting. What, about 10 feet? Because I'm looking at it now.
Right, but the door was closed.
It was open.
This door was open?
No, his door was open.
Okay, because we met in a closed room, and yes, I did. You and I were going to have a discussion. As a personnel co-chair, I can hardly not invite the personnel co-chair, the other personnel co-chair. I mean, he's part of this process.
I'm saying is I showed up for a meeting believing it was one thing, and it was actually something else.
It was still about the complaint about Mr. Smiley.
I didn't believe we were meeting about Mr. Smiley when I came in. I thought we were going to be meeting about some things that I'd like to see happen.
Not when you file a complaint. Why the hell would
because
I?
Because the complaint was filed, and I asked you if the complaint was if the telephone call constituted the complaint.
And it did. And then we met and we had a discussion on that complaint.
Okay.
Because we can't as a council let it go under our rules. I had asked council to council if we had a discussion on this and you chose to withdraw it, if you could withdraw that complaint. And he said no, once a complaint is made, we are bound to do the
That's
investigation
fine.
On
I just
it.
Would like to have been informed of that the meeting scope had changed.
And
that would have been fine. I don't know that I realized that it had changed, but that's my fault, I guess.
Mike Migliore, council to council. To clarify, a complaint is simply an allegation. So the purpose, and I'm not going to speak for either of the co-chairs, they can clarify the point that you're talking about. But the complaint is just that, it's an allegation. But the purpose, I believe, of the clerk, as well as the co-chairs meeting, is to flesh out what are your allegations. Not that just that you were harassed or X, Y, and Z, but facts supporting that, because that needs to be done in order to determine what is the next step.
Okay.
And we were told that our next step was to go to all of council because we have to figure out how we are going to do an investigation. Mr. Street.
how did the determination come that this complaint fell under our existing rules and procedures when it was my understanding, it's been my understanding all this time, that the purpose and intention of rules, regulations, policies, and procedures as written had to deal with staff?
Because
the purpose and intention was to enable staff to avoid harassment, intimidation, all those things pertaining there too. If the intention of the rules, regulations, policies, and procedures were for staff, how do we make a determination that they now fall in the council versus council?
I think the rules state council.
They do. If you, Councilman, if you refer to 3.10.6, states all employees and officials are responsible for compliance with this policy.
Still, I don't know how you get to that interpretation, and everybody knows that the purpose and intention was for staff. If councilperson to staff, that's one thing. I think the rules, regulations, policies, and procedures you have written there are silent, and I believe intentionally, as it relates to council person. And here's the harsh reality. I've seen council members nose to nose and toes to toes and talk about fighting. I heard councilman.
We all heard that.
And we were heard.
And in those two instances, nobody invoked the rules, regulations, policies, and procedures that were clearly written and intended for staff. Now, if we're going to have council to council rules and we can't argue and no, you just can't arbitrarily say that these are the rules that comport. That was not the purpose. That was not the intention. You got to make a brand new set of rules.
Wait, let me clarify what was said.
Okay, you can talk in 1 second. When I was called, the first part of the conversation was, I want to file a complaint. I have no place to go other than to council with filing a complaint. And I believe that federal law takes over even if it isn't clear in our rules.
Okay, you're the chair of personnel.
Yes.
This is not a personnel complaint. It's a council member complaint. Chair personnel, council member. They're not one and the same. And if you take those rules and say that those are the standards, regulations for council person to council person, it's arbitrary and capricious. You just made it up.
Go ahead.
When I went to Ms. Kilpatrick, what I proposed was that let's solve, there's enough money being spent on things that we don't need to be spending money on. And we don't need to be spending money on a complaint. If Mr. Smiley would just agree outside of our council duties here in council chambers and in the, you know, here in this room, we can conduct business as usual and interact as usual. However, outside of this, did he stay away from me? Just stay away from me, and that's it. We can solve this really quickly. And we can even do that if there's without a complaint, if he continues to harass, then the complaint goes forward as is. So we save the money, solve the problem, and we're done with it. But then that's all I want anyway.
But then the question
that's all I'm asking for.
Right. But then the question from Mr. Street is about the complaint going forward. Because in what I read that we had in the conversation, I did say that you wanted him to stay away from you. So in that respect, as you're saying now, the complaint goes forward if he doesn't. So how does that complaint go forward? That's the part that I don't know. I mean, don't think that I...
How about if I make a motion to that effect?
Wait, Mr. Hollins is next. Let me have Mr. Hollins.
I have to say something?
No, I thought you had your hand up.
No,
Mr. Smiley. Yeah, I'm sorry. I got you confused.
I was in the pocket.
We're going to see if you work that in again. You know?
Mr. Smiley, I'm sorry.
I'll yield to Councilman Street first.
I would respectfully suggest that this is not a personnel matter. It's been brought before the wrong committee. And since we don't have rules, regulations, policies specifically written for council to council interactions, then something's going to have to be written and approved, and that should go to the executive committee as opposed to the personnel committee.
That would be fine with me, Mr. Hollins.
I tend to agree with Councilman Street in terms of the intent of the rules. I think it gets very dicey when it's council person against council person. I mean, it happens all the time, even though I was used as an example.
It happens all the time without...
necessary on this part, but I do agree that, I mean, how do you decide that a council person now, even the allegations are against another council person, however you try to resolve this, what happens to that council person that this allegation is alleged against? I mean, there's still that person's reputation as well. So
right.
If you take an action, and does this person get a chance to defend themselves? That's the purpose of the investigation. Now,
right.
Who does the investigation? I would agree with Councilman Street. If normally the president would do it along with the clerk.
Right.
Well, the president in this instance is the complainant. Now, who's
right.
going to do the investigation?
Right, and that's...
The pro tem is not going to do it. I'll speak for the pro tem.
No, I think it falls down to the pro tem if the president can't.
Yeah,
so, you know,
a little bit further.
We'll make a note on that. Mr. Smiley.
Okay. I think council has a right to know what this is about. Council took a position some time back that there was a concern with the staff of county council when interacting with the council president. We've had a couple of instances, I'm not going to put them on our record, but we've had a couple of incidents that have been dealt with in executive session. I was here in the office, which isn't new, and I didn't know I was supposed to keep my door closed, but I was here in the offices. I heard voices from the other end. I went up to the other end. Ms. Nagel was in Ms. Hill's office. They were speaking. I stayed outside of the office. Ms. Finnegan came up and went in. I still stayed outside of the office. Then I got concerned because it seemed like the tone of the voices and the whole decibel level changed. The tone level changed in my mind to be frustrated. Gaining in frustration, and the voices got louder. I walked over, Councilman Sheldon, this will look familiar. I walked up to the doorway and I did this. Did you come see me the other day with?
Oh yeah, I started there.
What'd you do?
Did what you did.
Were you intimidating me? Were you harassing me?
I didn't mean to, but I just did.
I don't know how to answer. Why is this coming to me?
This is what I did.
With it, yes.
The president council was about where the chair is. Ms. Finnegan was about where Ms. Roberts is. And Ms. Hill was at her desk about where Governor Hollins is. This is what I did till there was a comment made by the president about what are you doing there or something like that. And I said, I'm concerned for the staff. She said, this is harassment. I'm filing it. And I said, file your charge. That was it. And she went to, and I never said another word. When she went to leave the office, I backed against Ms. Dillard's glass to get far enough out of the way. So there was no contact, there was no argument, there was no verbal exchange of excited utterances or anything else. That being said, This council has spent more money in the past year or so than it has the 14 years I've been here on personnel issues. Now, in my perspective, number one, have your investigation, whoever does it, make sure they listen to the recordings. Because I, if anyone's being harassed, am constantly being charged or claims of harassment every time I open my mouth. Every time I ask for the proof that I had sent a harassing email, the allegation was made I was being harassed, that I was harassing the president. Every time I questioned something that she has done, and it's always been in this public, so it's on the record, I've been accused of harassing. To me, though I do not have the degree or the certification to back this up, it all comes down to, in my mind, knowing and being able to determine exactly what harassment is. And if what council had proposed as far as meeting with a certain individual for time had been done, we probably wouldn't be here, because maybe this misunderstanding of what harassment is would be resolved by now. But be very, very clear. My whole life is an open book, and it is not going to change with this. I went through this underlying accusation over the emails far too long. I'm not doing it with this. Do whatever you think you got to do. Waste whatever taxpayer money you think you got to waste. But I'll throw this on the table. If you want to hire an investigator, hire one. If it comes out I did wrong, take the money out of my office account. If I wasn't wrong, take the money out of the president's office account. Freeze our accounts as of July 1 and let taxpayer money out of our offices pay for the taxpayer money rather than out of the budget of council that is so tight now. Boyle and I are squeaking to get things done. That's all I have to say.
Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. No, I agree with the previous comments. You know, we are charting, obviously, murky waters here. You know, it's something that we have to do carefully. The only thing of caution I would probably issue right now is I think we better rely on our attorney very heavily and take his recommendation.
Do you have any comments?
None that I haven't already made.
Okay.
We are in, to a degree, in uncharted territory. The rules, as we've said before, and that's one of the reasons we hired outside counsel, was to clarify them. This is another kind of nuance that we haven't had to deal with before. There's language that could be interpreted, as Councilman Street suggests, and he's been here longer. So the intent, I will defer to him on that. But the language that I cited to plainly says that, and that's in the harassment section, plainly says that both staff and electeds are subject to the policy. So you do have attention there for sure. And perhaps the safest course is to have an outside individual look at this. That is ultimately going to be this body's determination. That would be my recommendation. Obviously, it needs to be investigated. There are serious allegations that have been set forth about someone's reputation. I don't think you can backstep on that. And to have someone who's neutral look at this is probably the best thing to do.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Mr. Smiley.
Do not let concern for my reputation prompt you to spend taxpayer money on unfounded allegations. You want to do it because you find merit in the allegations. Don't be using me to spend the money. I'm a big boy. My reputation, what little bit of it I have, will withstand it. Trust me, at the end of the day, I'm going to be standing upright.
Mike Bigliori, Council. So I understand what you're saying. It's more as a matter of consistency that everyone's put on the same plane. We've had allegations previously, and we've had them looked into by a neutral party. So I think it's a matter of consistency that would be the right thing to do here.
Todd.
I'm not voting.
I think, contrary to what he has, because this is bigger than just an individual complaint, I think we need to go into executive session to discuss this further. Because other matters that have been brought in executive committee are relevant. So I move we go into executive session to continue this discussion in regard to whether or not to go forward with the investigation.
One sec. Can that override Mr. Smiley's waiving, or can...
Well, since it involves additional matters that, I mean, I think I know what he's talking about, but okay. Certainly are confidential, we should.
I believe the issues directly reflected to this allegation and me have been discussed.
Okay.
Other issues have come up. The councilman feels they deserve executive session. I don't think my feelings should impact that.
Second.
I'm good.
Mr. Hollins had his hand up before the motion was made and seconded. Can you wait until executive session, or does
I just want to make it clear, if we go into executive session, yeah. We cannot be discussing Councilman Smiley, because he's waived that. We can't go. We can go into executive session and talk
correct.
About processes and going forward and the code and everything else, but we cannot have a conversation about Councilman Smiley.
Okay.
That's usually when people talk about me.
So,
all right, so I have a motion and a second for going into executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Not voting.
All right. I will ask that the room be cleared, except for counsel to counsel.
And the clerk.
But
we need to report back. We're in public session.
I'm sorry. We are now in public session, and there were no votes taken in executive session. And no action. Now I need a motion to accept the discussion.
Based on the advice of our counsel and the circumstances where we have received a complaint, I make a motion that we have a third party investigate the nature of the complaint filed by the council president.
Second. All right. Can I do all in favor, or do I have to do roll call? All in
call for a roll call vote.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready? President Hartley Nagel.
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Bell.
No.
Mr. Smiley.
Not voting.
Mr. Street, sorry.
No.
Mr. Hollins.
No.
Mr. Woods.
No.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
I have 5 yeses. There's no way we get to 7 on this.
You forgot one.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Power. Mr. So I have 5. Mr. Power. Whoever, I can't see you and I don't recognize you. Yes?
You didn't vote.
I didn't vote, but it doesn't go to 7 even if I vote yes.
I thought that was
3.
Right?
We're at 6.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll vote yes for 7. All right, motion passes. We now will have the figure out the process, right? Okay. All right. Have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.